Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And good morning. My name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
Hi, Jane Marie. Jane Marie and I are two of the attorneys at the Herzog Law Firm, and some combination of us are here every single weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law, who gets what when we're not around anymore, how much money is going to be left, how do we pay for our long-term care expenses, powers of attorney, wills, etc. It's a call-in show, and you can reach us at 518-476-5900. Or you can reach us in one of our offices at 518-465-7581. I wrote the number down because last week I forgot it.
Well, it's not like you call it all the time. It's hard. You know,
there's something about 476-5900, which again is the call-in number here. Yeah. And then 465-75. There's
a lot of numbers.
A lot of numbers that are kind of the same.
They're kind of similar.
I'm giving myself a pass. At least I got the area code correct, which is good. Our four offices, Jamie, are in Albany, Clifton Park, Saratoga Springs, and down in Kingston. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Listen, tomorrow is a different day than today.
I know. I'm going to just enjoy today.
Oh, boy. The weather is going to come crashing down.
But do you guys have allergies, seasonal allergies at all?
Yeah, sometimes. More in the spring, but a little bit in the fall, too.
So I get kind of all around, and my body doesn't know what to do with the last 72 hours.
Right.
It's pretty tough. If I sound sick, I'm not sick. It's just allergies.
Well, certainly, the weather is crazy. There was a mosquito in my car yesterday.
Oh.
How dare he?
I know. I thought they were gone, you know?
I know. Yeah. Yeah, it brings out the strange, wildlife when it gets warm this time of year.
We had an infestation, I guess is the right word, of ladybugs.
Mm. Yeah, that happens too.
They were everywhere 2 days ago in our garage.
And then they go away.
Yeah,
they're on their way, so it's kind of weird.
So is that good luck? Is that, I assume, good luck?
They say
luck,
it's good luck, yeah.
Good luck, yes.
The more ladybugs, the better the luck.
Yeah.
Yes. They're trying.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I wasn't supposed to be here. It was supposed to be Kim. Kim Hantz, but Kim is otherwise spoken for. Kim is getting ready for the Alzheimer's Walk up in Queensbury.
Ah, that's today? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. It should be a great morning for it.
Yeah. And if you've ever emailed Carolyn or Amy and you wanted to know what they look like, they'll be manning the table up there, and they'll be there with Kim.
Oh, that's great.
And that's at Adirondack Community College up in Queensbury.
Mm-hmm.
There should be another word besides manning the table. I'm just saying.
We're sitting in the table.
What would you like
what would you call it?
Jeremy, let's just stop everything. What would you like the word to be? It could be anything you want. Tabling the table?
Staffing the table?
There we go.
Okay, now we got it.
Is
that it? I like it. Staffing.
Yeah, I do too.
So Amy and Carolyn will be there. It's going to be obviously a gorgeous day. Last week, Jeremy, we were talking about how we're crossing our fingers there's enough not rain, maybe for an hour, just to have a walk in Albany. But man, oh man.
And they lucked out because this walk is rescheduled. And the day that it was supposed to happen was pretty cold and rainy also.
Yeah. So this will be nice.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it. And if you guys are listening, hopefully you got some good plans today because it is going to be a beauty of a day.
Yeah. And Halloween, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
So I get some Halloween music.
Do you guys get trick or treaters?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, occasionally.
Jamie, do you get?
No. Where we live, you have to go into town to trick or treat.
Oh, see if you know what this is.
Yeah, no, it's Peanuts.
There you go. Charlie Brown.
It's the Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin. Yeah. Wow, we could. It takes me. You know, I can't wait for Christmas time because of Charlie Brown.
Oh, I love it.
And that music.
I love it.
Right.
Really incredible. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Right on demand.
I love that.
We didn't even talk about that. So, Jamie, we just had our webinars this past week, and we do have these live in-person seminars, which we are contractually obligated, so says Isabel, to continue to talk about them over and over. Friday the 3rd, so Friday of this coming week, and then Monday of the week after the 6th, Phil on Friday, you and myself on Monday, we're talking about wills versus trusts.
That's right.
Finally, we're in person.
Live and in person, just like we used to do.
I can't wait.
The cookies and the coffee will be there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
The only thing we're going to be missing is people. We need people to show up to these seminars. And so if you are a client of ours already and you need a little brush up on what's what, there's a lot of changing rules, Jamie, we've been talking about.
Let's
see what happens in April. It's a great opportunity to come to one of those in-person seminars, not a webinar, seminar. Friday the 3rd, it'll be at the Hampton Inn in Clifton Park. On Monday the 6th, it'll be at the Staybridge Suites right next to Colony Center. Jay Marie's at, I think, 10 or 11 a.m.
I'm 10.
You should probably know.
I'm 10
the exact
and you're
times
at 2. That's
here, and I'll be at 2. Really great opportunity. And if you have a friend or family member who you've been nudging about this kind of thing, there's no pressure. We're just talking. We're just educating, kind of like what we do on the radio. But it's a longer discussion, and we could have more Q&As.
Yeah, it's easier to do questions in person. You can actually see the people go back and forth. It's great. It's a good opportunity to learn if you're thinking about doing a trust, but you're not sure yet. And some people like to do research before they come in to meet with us. So go to the seminar, learn what's the difference between a will and a trust, and why do I need a trust?
Yeah. Jamie, there were two times this past week. One was at the webinar I did, and then one was a consultation yesterday where it was with husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And wife turned to husband and said, well, that's not what the other attorney said, or that's not like how the other attorney said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you get that sentiment a lot. And what was the genesis of that comment was our description of this Medicaid Asset Protection Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about that word that starts with the I.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're talking about irrevocable. So I'd love if we could together walk our audience through the line we get to toe so you can control money while also protecting it. Because I think it is such a foreign concept. Mm-hmm. Because when we do something irrevocably in life, mm-hmm. we can't undo it. But you're telling people in your consultations that things are still accessible.
Absolutely. And, you know, people are afraid of doing these trusts because they don't want to give up control to their children. They say, I'm not ready yet. Or some people say, never, you know.
Well, that's what they think. They think they're going to give up control. So let's do a little role play here. And I'm going to be client or prospective client. And why don't you be the attorney? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you, and audience, we did not practice this at all.
Not
so we'll
all.
See how it goes. Hopefully, Jamie doesn't yell at me or anything like that. Okay.
I never yell at my clients.
Well,
of course not.
That's correct.
Yeah. Maybe you, but not clients. Yeah.
So Jamie, I'm here because, you know, I'm getting to that age where I think it's time for me to deal with long-term care. My folks had some long-term care issues in the past, and I guess I'm old enough. Where do I start? So I just said that all to you. Where are you coming back to me?
Right. So, you're at retirement age. So now is a good time to start talking about long-term care. And how are you going to pay for long-term care? Have you thought about that, or have you made plans for that?
So, I am going to continue to say I know what I'm talking about because I'm an estate and elder law attorney, but I'm going to play dumb.
Okay.
I actually was here, Jamie, just to update my will. I have Medicare, so that I'm going to be all set with my long-term care needs.
Well, that's a misconception that Medicare is going to pay for your long-term care. Medicare is your health insurance, and it's only going to pay mainly for your medical bills, your hospital bills, and a really short stay in a rehab facility. So if you need more help, you need long-term help, you're going to have to apply for Medicaid.
All right. I hear what you're saying, but I'm telling you right now, my mom, she fell once, went to the hospital. She was there for a week. She went to rehab and she came home. And I'm telling you right now, Medicare covered it all.
Well, that's possible, but Medicare only covers 100 days of rehab. So I'm not talking about a short term, stay for rehab. We're talking about maybe something happens where, it's a longer-term illness, a chronic illness that happens to you. It could be dementia. It could be Alzheimer's. And you're going to need care for a long time. And your lovely wife is going to get tired of taking care of you.
She already is tired of taking care of me, Jamie.
I know.
So, by the way, just segue for a moment here. You know, this past week we did do a Medicare seminar in the office. So, in person, we filled up the conference room. We had Simplify Medicare as a co-presenter with us, and so they presented to about a dozen people on the different parts to Medicare, which is important to know, the different enrollment periods, which is, again, important to know. To your point, Jimmy, they didn't say a word about long-term care because Medicare really has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Medicare is complicated in its own right. You know, it's health insurance and, you know, co-pays and what medications is it going to cover. So it's good to see an expert on that to figure out how all that goes.
1,000%, and I think the way it works with them, and by the way, I know a number of very good Medicare experts. Our friend Steven from Schenectady is one of them, and anyone can always email me, and I'm happy to provide contact info and so on. That world is so much different than our world. I mean, I can't even, we watched like a 7-8 minute video as part of that, and I'm telling you guys, I was getting very educated on it. I was boning up on the Medicare stuff because the worlds are so different. And so, you know, when our role play, when I'm confusing Medicare with covering long-term care, it's also because all the time people come in or even people call on the radio and they say, yeah, I have one of your Medicare trusts. And we don't do Medicare trusts. Our next one will be our first one.
Because even we've done it, we've explained it to them, and then maybe it's been a few years and they forget. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so you've convinced me, Jamie, that Medicare is not going to cover my needs.
Right.
And okay, so you know what? I'm sure you're going to talk to me about trust, and I'm sure it's going to be very expensive. If there's a look back period, I'm just going to give money to my kids, and that's how I'm going to deal with it.
Well, a lot of people say that, but it's not protected. What happens if you give it to your kids and one of your kids gets divorced? And, you know, that money is in their bank account that could be subject to the divorce proceeding. What if they get sued and they lose the money? The trust is a better option because the money's in there. It's protected. No one can touch it during your lifetime and your wife's lifetime.
Unless you want them to.
Unless you want it.
Unless you want
it. Right.
And that's the key, because so many people, Jamie, and you know, we got to be, I'm sure there's an expression for it, and I'm just not thinking of it, but we got to think about all the consequences. It's not like, I don't have a really good example. I'm hungry, so I'm going to go get fast food, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm hungry, and I did something to deal with that. But long term, if every meal is fast food, I'm probably doing a disservice to myself. I guess that's a good analogy for it. And if we say, okay, they care about how much money I have, so I'll give my money to my kids so I don't have money, yes, that may solve that specific issue, but don't you want to have money? Don't you want to be able to do things and buy things and go places?
Right.
Don't you want to hedge your bets in case bad things happen to your children? Don't you want to have control? And the sentiment that these two separate individuals had, one in the webinar, one in person in a consult, was the idea that they thought that a Medicaid trust, a.k.a. an irrevocable trust, meant the lack of control or the losing of control.
Right.
And it's so ironic that a lot of people say, I'm not going to do that trust. I don't want to lose control. I'm just going to give it to my kids. It's like, wait a minute. You're giving it to your kids. It's now theirs.
Right. Now you've completely lost control.
Completely. So, you know, you could see how there could be a lot of confusion there. All right. Well, I'm interested in it. But, you know, Jamie, I just have a house and retirement. I don't think I really need this kind of trust.
Well, those are two of your biggest assets, right? And your retirement account is already exempt for Medicaid purposes. So that's good news. But that really leaves your house, which is your, you know, other largest asset. And if you don't do anything and you go in a nursing home, Medicaid can put a lien on your house. And that can eat up the whole value of your house really quickly. And you want to leave that house to your children, right?
And how much of a lien are we talking about? Just a couple bucks a month?
No, about, so private pay, it's $15,000 a month in a nursing home. If Medicaid is paying, they're paying about half that. So about $7,500 a month.
So a year of lien might be $80,000-$90,000 on that house, assuming, by the way, that you're intending to return home, and assuming that there's not other real estate that we're talking about. Jamie and I are going to continue our role playing in the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany, Clifton Park, or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And my name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
It's a call-in show, guys, and we have not had a call yet. So 518-476-5900 is the number, and we'd love to field your calls on estate planning or elder law. In the meantime, we're having a pretty good time, Jane Marie. I'm acting like a client that knows all the wrong things.
That's right.
And you're acting like Jane Marie who knows all the right things.
I know.
What a good combo.
That's right. I like that role.
And we're kind of role-playing the idea of this initial consultation where a client comes in and is a little weary of the idea of a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust because it is quote-unquote irrevocable. Mm-hmm. And right before the break, Jay Marie was saying how, you know, just a house going in, you know, is going to accomplish a lot because, oh, by the way, there are probate avoiding powers that these trusts have. And if you have a house, we're likely to go through probate. That's a court supervised administration of your estate after your passing. And it costs money. It takes time. Mm-hmm. It's really a pain in the, you know what, and we'd like to avoid that. And if we could avoid it while we're also protecting money, that's great. Jeremy, what other kinds of things should I be thinking about putting in a trust if I did one? Obviously the house, you know, day one, we want that house in the trust. What Absolutely. Other kinds of things do you want to see in a trust?
If you have non-retirement investments. So, you know, as long as you're not relying on those, to spend them in your retirement, right?
Yeah.
If it's just kind of set aside, maybe you're counting on the income, the interest, or the dividends. So that's a good point, that when you put investments in the trust, you can still receive the income. So you could put your investments in there, live on the income like you're doing right now, and protect them.
And so that could be bank accounts you're talking about. It could be CDs, savings,
CDs,
bonds. It could be
a
brokerage account. It could be cash value, life insurance, really any of those things. And maybe you could walk everyone through for a moment. I come in with a yellow packet that I filled out. Mm-hmm. You wanted all this info. I got it all.
Right.
You're going to look at that and you're going to kind of circle what you think goes in.
Yeah, I'm going to go through that with you. I'm going to say, all right, this should go in. Let's talk about this. You know, what's your income like in retirement? Do you think you need to have a reserve set aside? Most people do, right? So they want to have some money that they don't have to, you know, ask their kids for out of the trust.
Right.
Right.
And I'm so glad you said that because one of the conversations I had yesterday with the same client who was a little weary of that whole control thing. And again, we just educated and got through it. The question was, what doesn't go in the trust? How much doesn't go in the trust? And the way I look at it personally is I say, look, I don't want anyone to worry about this trust. I don't want you to have a sleepless night thinking about the trust. And we will explain how to get money out of the trust.
Right.
And it's a mechanism through New York state law that allows any trust to be revoked partially. It's part of New York law. That being said, I don't want to put in money I'm planning on taking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know an individual could have about 30 grand of quote unquote resources.
Right.
Spouse say 75, that's 105 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And the couple I met with, they're used to having a little more money at their fingertips.
Right.
And we said, look, the goal is not to save every dollar.
That's right.
It's to save big illiquid dollars like real estate. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, unless we're worried about some sort of ransom we need to pay, we probably don't need like $300,000 at our fingertips. Mm-hmm. And if you and I do a good job of educating to make sure they understand that trust really is accessible in New York, it's a New York trust with that New York statute,
right?
That we can maybe get away with 200 out and 100 in my example, just because it's good to protect that extra money. I know, worst case scenario, John, Jay Marie's got the powers. Mm-hmm. She's got the powers to save at least half of someone's money in a pinch.
That's great. Right.
So that family does leave 300 grand out.
Yeah.
And it turns out bad news happens, and it happens very, very quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We might have an extra 200 grand above the fact pattern, or if both are not doing well, an extra 270,000 above the fact pattern. Jay Marie could save half of that.
That's great. Wow.
You know what's better is saving all of it.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So we got to, it's like a scale, Jamri. And so how do you advise clients as to how that scale is tipping more out of the trust, more in the trust? How are you walking me through that?
Well, I think I'll explain how getting money out of the trust, is pretty easy, right? So what you're going to keep outside of the trust, I think most of my clients, it boils down to some things that they need in the next year. You know, you talk to them. Oh, yeah, I have to get around to that roof, or, yeah, we're going on a cruise, you know. So if it's a pretty short term, keep the money out, have control over it. But anytime you need money out of the trust, you can do it with a partial revocation of trust.
Yeah.
And to do the partial revocation, you just need the consent of all of the beneficiaries. And who are the beneficiaries? Most times they're your children.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just get everyone to sign this partial revocation of trust, then you're all set to go and your trustees can give you however much money you want out of the trust. So it's not a long involved process. It's pretty easy. Usually you should err on the side of putting more in the trust because you can always get it back out.
Right.
Right. And after 5 years, it's going to be 100% protected.
That's correct. And I like that you said a year in terms of what's coming up in the next year. I like to say to people, what does life cost for the next year?
Mm-hmm.
If you had zero income,
right,
and those trips and those presents and those whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. This gentleman was I think I'm going to buy a car in the next year.
Right.
So start with that money outside that trust, right?
So you need about $45,000 minimum.
Yeah. So add that to the pile and let's be smart about it. And let's act like we don't have any income. And then the reality is we do have income.
Right.
So we're likely not to go through that money. But we know our safety net is a year like we didn't.
Right.
Even though Jamri just said the next day we could remove money from the trust through this partial revocation. I like it a lot. Probably a good time to mention, Jamri, that we do have these seminars coming up in person. Because the seminar topic is one of those big topics that people always are confused about, right? Mm-hmm. My will's going to handle it all. No, it's not. My will's going to avoid probate.
Right.
No, it is not. The topic for our in-person is wills versus trusts on Friday, this coming Friday, November 3rd. It's already November 3rd.
That's hard to believe.
Humble. I did my first, scheduled my first document signing for the middle of December.
Wow.
And I had to look to see if I'm going away for Christmas at all when it comes to...
It seems too soon, right?
It's too soon.
Way too soon.
I did see Christmas lights also for a neighbor.
No.
Yeah, they didn't have all the trappings with the Santas, but they had the lining of the house with lights already.
That's before Halloween?
It's too soon.
That's too soon.
Yeah.
You should at least wait till after Halloween.
Yeah, you know, I've seen a couple too. Mm-hmm. So...
Who do they think they are, John?
People can't
Gabriel.
Wait, you know. Well, you know, it's
I
funny.
I can't believe it.
Because Halloween hits, as soon as Halloween is over, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, that's just the way things are now. Remember, well, when I was a kid, in the 60s, it was Thanksgiving. You didn't talk about Christmas.
I know.
Yeah.
Until way after. I mean, it was,
Well,
different now.
I think, if I remember correctly, some of the stations downstate would go all Christmas starting that Friday after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving. Right?
Yeah, they the way it is now, some around the country switch over right after Halloween. So
it's too early. Yeah.
Traditionally now it's around Veterans Day, but Well, depends on where you are.
I remember as a kid, it was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah. That's when Santa comes.
Santa comes at the end.
And then it was Christmas season. Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. But.
All right. Well, we do have our win first. I don't know how we got to there. That's my bad. Wills versus Trusts is the topic. Clifton Park on Friday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. The Phil Vacchio will be presenting at the Hampton Inn. Mm-hmm. And then the following Monday, Jane Marie will be presenting at 10 a.m. I will be presenting at 2 p.m. at the same place, Staybridge Suites, 39 Wolf Road, right by Colony Center. The topic for all of these guys is Wills versus Trusts. It's in person, the cookies, the coffee, the tea, the whole shebang. And we are going to be hammering a lot of what Jane Marie has been talking about, the idea of how money is accessible in this trust, the idea of why you don't want to just do a life estate deed or just give money to your kids. We like puppets, not partners, when it comes to this kind of planning. In law, we like partners. Jamie's my partner. We like her. Right. She likes me.
Yes. Some days, yeah. but just on those seminars, I had a client who's attending say, Wolf Road is deceiving. It's not on Wolf Road. It's right by Colony Center. You have to go.
Yeah, Sand Creek Road
or Wolf that's Road. Right.
Yeah, so, you're kind of going around.
If you're in the Macy's parking lot, you're warm.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You can see
it. Yeah. So I don't want anyone to get lost. My client told me to let other people know. So there we go.
Well, thank you to them.
Yes.
You could reserve a seat by emailing us at info@herzoglaw.com or calling us again in the office, 518-465-7581. Jeremy, I have a question for you. Do you when you get home from work, are there boxes and boxes from Amazon and other mail order type places?
Yes.
There are.
Yes.
Oh boy.
I'm not a big ordering online person.
No, I thought you would be. No.
I can't wait. I like the instant gratification. If I need something, I'm like I have to go to the store.
Gotta go get it
to get it.
Yeah,
because
that's cool.
It's on my mind, and then in a half hour, it's in my hand.
It's on my mind. I go to Amazon and I click order now.
Amazon's pretty instant,
right?
Going to the store is even more instant, but then you got to go to the store and waste all that time.
It may not have exactly what you want and the right. It depends on what you're buying, right?
The reason why I bring it up is because I think we are in more and more in an instant gratification society.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Medicaid trust, actually does provide instant gratification. Everyone focuses on the 5-year look back, and they should, because that's a really important thing. But there are immediate benefits to that trust. Number one, you don't make it home from your appointment, and that's the way I think, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We're avoiding probate.
Right.
But that next month, Jamie, today is the 28th.
Yes.
If I did a trust with you right now, and on Monday, Tuesday, you put stuff in that trust for me.
Right.
I qualify for something on November 1st, don't I?
You qualify for community Medicaid at home right away.
You hear that, guys? There's immediate benefits to the trust, particularly if you are in a long-term care fact pattern already. And so you want instant gratification, you got it. You like that long wait? Well, good news. The 5-year clock is about to start ticking. You got a long wait ahead of you, and it covers every which way.
Right. So you're eligible right away at any time during the 5 years. If you're worried about making the 5 years, you could use community Medicaid as a bridge to get through that gap.
Yeah. I know we have less than a minute left, and I'm going to make a note here, Jamie, that next week, whoever's on the radio, it might be me, I'm not sure if I am, we should focus on this whole aging in place thing and expand on that.
That's right. Focus on that
immediate home
Medicaid
care, because it's going to be a lifesaver for people.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're dealing with that long-term care fact pattern and, you know, mom can't stay at home anymore. Well, is mom getting help? Because if she's not getting help yet, you know, the ship has not yet sailed on that home care.
Right. Hope to see you at the seminars.
Take care, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.